Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The issue was first raised Monday by the conservative Daily Caller website, which quoted anonymous sources saying Bachman frequently suffers from incapacitating headaches. Bachman acknowledges occasional migraines. Her campaign points out her packed schedule hasn't been affected a bit. But today, Tim Pawlenty, the Republican candidate most threatened by Bachman's rise, pounced on the report.
If you're going to be president of the United States, you've got to be able to do the job every day, all the time. There's no real time off in that job.
Well, there's a report on Michelle Bachman and the migraine headache. Do you think this is a sexist issue? Is the debate sexist? Would it be off the table if it was a male candidate being discussed who has problems with migraines? Tim Pawlenty seizing on it. That's the voice you just heard there. What do you think? 800-510-8255 as we begin another hour of talk about talk. Talk Radio Countdown, the review of the hot hits in talk radio. We survey lots of radio stations around the country to come up with the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that folks are talking about. People are talking about Michelle Bachman. People are talking about the issue, and people are wondering whether or not it's appropriate. What do you think? Let's see here. Speaking of issues, et cetera, Brian Ross from ABC here with Bill O'Reilly about a run-in that he had with Bachman's security when he tried to ask her about the migraine story.
First, they held me so I couldn't, and then I sort of squirmed away from them.
They actually held you? I couldn't?
Yeah, they kept me from going closer, so then I tried to get away. They held me. I broke away, went around to another part near where she was going to enter her motorcade, and was able to sort of shout the question to her, which she did not answer.
What did you think when they laid hands on you, Brian?
Well, you know, it's I've seen it so many times on campaigns with congressional people, at conventions, corporate executives. The people around them are doing their best to protect them, not as a matter of security, but from kind of annoying reporters like me asking a question that is a very penetrating question, and the answer could be yes or no.
I don't know if it's that penetrating. I mean, you just
don't think so?
No, not really. I mean,
she has yet to answer that question.
And she should ask, and we invited her on the program, and she should answer the question. But even if she has migraine headaches, where she missed a vote or two, everybody has maladies, and everybody gets ill once
in
a while. I don't think this is incapacitating, and I think the media's... Look, on CBS Radio today, you don't know this, but the guy named Dave Ross takes what happened and says, oh, you know what? It's Michelle Bachman doesn't want national health care, and yeah, she can afford medicine for her headache, and other people can't. It's so dumb.
No,
I mean, you just don't like this.
That's not my issue. But my issue is, she, as commander-in-chief, she really has to be available on a 24-hour-a-day basis.
But you have to release your medical... Well, no, you don't. Bill Clinton,
no, you do not.
Okay.
You do not. And as you know, candidates have been reluctant to do that. And I think it's a threshold question for voters. Is this candidate able to carry out the massive responsibilities
of
being commander?
But in her statement, she said she didn't have any problem doing a job. So she already answered the question. She just didn't answer it to you.
Well, I don't know if she answered the question of whether she missed any votes, because former staffers and insiders say, in fact, she has. Now, that's why I ask her that specific question.
Is that much ado about nothing? It's just a gang war on poor Michelle Bachman. 800-510-8255. What really bothers me, other than this may be a sexist question, is, and I have no interest in voting for, supporting, thinking Michelle Bachman's a good candidate, but I'm troubled by something else that was said there. The people who are protecting Michelle Bachman like she is some empress, or is she having security problems? Is there a security risk? Yeah, I suppose there is. Running for president, there are a lot of nutbirds out there. But it just that whole business about the imperial presidency and how we protect them as much as we do. There's pluses and minuses to that, I guess, in discussing it or thinking about how these people who so adore the spotlight, there are those that, oh, well, she just wants to serve. I think in this day and age, it is, it's okay. It's good, in fact, to want to serve. So I'm not denigrating her for that. It's just sometimes you get into listening to these people and what they say and how they get about it. It's troubling. Our whole system is troubling. No, really, isn't it? When you get right down to it, get to the brass tacks, the whole system is pretty troubling and troubled. So what do we do about it? Is this so much foolishness? 800-510-8255. The Bachman migraine story has been not even subtly discussed. It's like everywhere. And it is another example of the news media taking something and making much ado about nothing. And, well, let's see what you think. That's basically, there are a lot of reasons not to vote for Michelle Bachman. I'm not sure this is one of them. 800-510-8255. Email the Doug@DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can find that connection in ListenBox@DougStephan.com.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, and that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son, Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Are you on the same page as your spouse when it comes to planning for retirement? Most couples are not. A recent study by Fidelity Investments showed that husbands and wives often have very different plans and expectations about the future, from when and where they'll retire to how they'll finance their lifestyle. Chris McDermott, Senior Vice President at Fidelity.
Fidelity's research found that less than half of couples handle retirement investment decisions jointly. Even more concerning is that only 17% say they are completely confident that their spouse is prepared to assume sole responsibility of their finances if necessary. To improve their retirement readiness, couples must take the time to have honest, meaningful discussions about their retirement goals and priorities, either on their own or with an investment professional.
For more information, including a 10-step checklist to help couples get better prepared for retirement, visit fidelity.com/couplesviewpoint. I'm Molly McKinney. Keep in mind that investing involves risk, including the risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, let's get this done. More conversation about Michelle Bachman. I'm having a hard time believing there's this much attention being paid to this thing, but it is what it is. We survey. I don't make all this stuff up. It's basically a report on what's current. Speaking of that, the current TV's Keith Olbermann back on the scene. Here he is talking to Ken Vogel from Politico.com about the Bachman migraine story, which first appeared on the Daily Caller, which is a rather right-wing website.
Start with the hit job on Bachman by the website. We'll just sort of exclude, take off the table insanity and the gradual isolation of the proprietor of the site. What's the motive here?
Well, I think it's not a story that's out of balance. I do think that candidates' medical histories and medical ailments are fair game and are worthy of scrutiny by the media, by the public, by voters these days. I mean, well, we knew a lot about Dick Cheney's medical history. He was forced to divulge details of it. John McCain and Barack Obama in 2008 were forced to reveal their medical histories. In 1972, you had a vice presidential candidate, Tom Eagleton, who dropped off the Democratic ticket because it was revealed that he had had shock treatment for manic depression. So I don't think this is necessarily out of bounds. It would have been nice to have some named sources in there, and that really gets to the bigger problem for Michelle Bachmann, that she continues to have this parade of aides coming forward, former aides, and you know, teeing off on her, for lack of a better word, speaks to problems that she could potentially have going forward with her campaign, as well as the type of operation that she runs. She's been through so many staffers that she has a long list of former staffers, many of whom apparently, if this story is any indication, carry a grudge.
Have any of them moved on to other campaigns or are advocating for other candidates? Is there any kind of, I mean, somebody wanted this information out there, and obviously she, and sort of bootstrapping herself up from this sort of flaky Minnesota congresswoman to the darling of the Tea Party and one of the leaders of the Republican race for the nomination, has necessarily honked off a lot of the establishment Republicans. Is there somebody suspected of being the leak or encouraging the leak?
In this case, we don't really have a clue. We can go back through the list of former aides. However, it's interesting that not a lot of these former aides really come through the establishment channels. Mm-hmm. Because she had this reputation as sort of being a flamethrower on the fringe of the party, she attracted that kind of staff. There was a guy who came out, a former chief of staff, and wrote a letter that was published in a newspaper in the Midwest where he said that he thought that Michelle Bachmann was totally unqualified. She had no record of achievement. And by the way, he mentioned he's now supporting Tim Pawlenty, the former governor of Minnesota. So in that case, you had the link. I do think that there are establishment Republicans who are sitting back with glee and watching this because they don't want her to be the nominee. They're scared of her. But so far, we haven't seen their fingerprints on the hit jobs against her.
There's certain irony to how this was followed up by Bachmann's people when ABC tried to follow up. Did anybody on Bachmann's team know that they'd get some sort of sympathy, even from people like me, before they decided to shove Brian Ross around and waste that sympathy in a matter of hours?
They should have known, and they should have been more adept at quickly responding to this. You saw in the initial Daily Caller story, they didn't really grasp the severity, the potential severity of this, and they kind of brushed it off. And then once the story ran and there was a great deal of attention to it, they really botched the sort of second chance at the response in a way that was totally JV. This is a woman, Michelle Bachmann, who was pretty good on her feet. Mm-hmm. She could handle those questions. We've seen her handle tough questions before. And instead, they not only didn't give her the chance, but they roughed up this reporter, Brian Ross, a respected journalist who cannot be easily written off as, you know, a left-winger or a right-winger, however they would try to marginalize him.
Yeah, you know right off Brian Ross. He's there with a lot of the time, if you know what I mean. And the conversation I heard with him and Bill O'Reilly sort of indicates what it was all about. That's from Keith Olbermann's program. The usual stuff you'd expect from him. How's anything? Yeah, I mean, they want to do whatever they can on that side to denigrate anybody who is from the Tea Party or the right wing of the party. So it's much of this stuff is pretty predictable. And again, I get back to, and I'd like to hear from women on this. I'd be interested to hear from women who are listening to this program right now whether or not you think that having this discussion on a talk program about her migraines is like, studying when she has her monthly experience or when she goes through things. Do men have migraines? Yeah. Do women have more migraines than men? I don't know. I've never done a study of it. I think problem or what really settles this is the discussion of her staff, which turns over and over and over and over, because she's not even very likable. I don't find it that way, but I think this whole thing about the migraines is specious. However, more of that coming up, because that's the way it is. We talk about what you're talking about. 21 after on the countdown.
Sports. Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Nightforce, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And we're available for your concerned, decided input at 800-510-8255. We are talking about the Bachman migraine issue. Michelle Bachman, now scrutinized by Zenk Younger from the Young Turks. This discussion and the important issues that he says it raises.
Now, first of all, everybody has migraine headaches. And so, not everybody, 30 million Americans apparently suffer from migraine headaches. That seems like a high number, but it's very common. So what's the big deal? So what, right? Well, it turns out she has to take some pills for it. Okay, but people have to take pills sometimes for migraine headaches. So what, right? Well, here's the problem. The Daily Caller has three ex-Michelle Bachman insiders, people who work for her, that came out and talked to the Daily Caller, three of them, saying, yeah, these migraine headaches are quite problematic. Now, let me give you one of the quotes. When she gets them, frankly, she can't function at all. It's not like a little thing with a couple of Advils. It's bad. Okay, well, that's not her fault. Quote, the migraines are so bad and so intense, she carries and takes all sorts of pills, prevention pills, pills during the migraine, pills after the migraine, to keep them under control. She has to take these pills wherever she goes. Okay. Now, again, not enough by itself, but here, first of all, here's one issue, right? The staffers are saying sometimes they're so bad they knock her out for 3 days at a time. And she says they're caused by her high-heel shoes. Then I would suggest wearing non-high-heel shoes. If I'm going to get knocked out by migraine headaches for 3 days, believe me, I'm putting on flats, okay? I don't care what the situation is. But the staffers say nobody believes it's the shoes, right? They believe, given what they've seen, her reaction to stress, etc., they think it's the stress. Now, first of all, right there, that's a huge issue. You can't have a president who gets stressed out and has to take 3 days off. They say you can't find her. She goes. She's gone for 3 days at a time sometimes taking her pills. Okay? But that's almost a disqualifier. And I feel bad about it because if she's really got migraine headaches and they're just debilitating, it's not her fault. And I feel actually really bad about that. I feel bad if it was a Republican or a Democrat that got disqualified based on that. We can't have it, right? We can't have a commander-in-chief be like, I'll get back to you in 3 days. I'm a little stressed out, or a lot stressed out, to be fair to her, right? Now, the second part of that is, why do the staffers keep talking about the pills? And then there's a story about how she got on an airplane. They say it stressed her out because there was delays in the flight, And then, and after the delays, there was a 6-hour flight, and that by the time she got out, she was so sick, her husband had to take her to a medical facility, right? That also seems a little weird, right? Unless she didn't have her pills with her, and she really needs those pills. I don't know if I'm being totally unfair here, you know, and I feel bad saying it. Maybe she's really a massive migraine issue, and she's got a health condition, et cetera, right? And I really don't know. I don't, right? And I 80% take her word for it. So I don't want you to mistake what I'm saying. But it's what I'm pointing out is that it's a curious way for all three of these staffers to bring up this issue to the press, right? And by the way, there's another third angle to this. She's checked into medical facilities many times before, apparently because of this. Sometimes they say it's because of migraines. Sometimes they attribute it to other reasons. That's kind of weird, too. Why wouldn't you just say it's a migraine every time if you got a migraine problem? So she's checking into hospitals oftentimes. She's carrying around all these pills, getting knocked out 3 days at a time. That's a real issue in terms of how she would do her job. And it seems like, and maybe I'm overreading it, that they're implying that there's a secondary issue with the pills.
Okay, now I'm beginning to get interested in this story and the discussion. High heel shoes do not cause migraines. High blood pressure causes migraines. Something, if the migraine lasts 3 days, there's something wrong with your circulatory system. That I would want to know more about. So pressing her on her health records is important. I'm not now interested in her politics. Now I'm finally interested in this because high-heeled shoes do not cause this problem. It's caused by something more directly. I didn't realize it was 3 days, so we got a new bit of information there. Enough of this for now, but certainly food for thought. 28 after the hour.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle and you've never pushed the blue OnStar button on your rearview mirror, now is the time to do it. Because right now, if you're not a current OnStar subscriber, you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. Push the blue button and tell the advisor you want automatic crash response, help in an emergency, navigation, and more. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Push the button now or visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
With school, soccer, and carpool, I go in a million directions. So to shop for things we use every day, I make a beeline for Sam's Club.
Member Destiny McGuire on Sam's Club Stock Up Event, where you too can get ready for fall with quality household essentials, find Tide, Bounty, and Ziploc for less.
My to-do list is done, done, and done.
Last year, members saved an average of 30% on everyday items over retail. Not a member? Join from July 20th to the 31st and get up to a $25 gift card. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. Your boys heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes. And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying? It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Are there foods that trigger migraines? What's your experience? Ever had a migraine? If you did, how did it make you feel, and could you work? Lena, what's your feeling about migraines? Have you had the problem that Michelle Bachman?
20 years. I had migraines for 20 years.
Yeah.
The bad part of it is that after it triggers, you could get triggered by somebody's perfume. You could get triggered by fabric softener. Now, she's going to be in a room with people. Something that you eat. I couldn't eat scallops. My migraines were so bad, they lasted like for 8 hours vomiting, and then I had to get an injection. I used to get rushed to the hospital from work. And then for four days, you feel as though your head is being a ton of bricks.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not concentrate.
So does this disqualify her in your mind from being the president?
It depends upon the severity of her migraines. She could be getting clusters. There's headaches that are called clusters and not migraines.
Yeah.
You have to stay in bed for 2 weeks.
What's the, as you dig into this, whatever causes it, whether it could be, I've heard of people eating shellfish and
yes,
having
scallops with meat.
Right. Okay, so then under the circumstances,
You stay away from scallops,
but it also indicates something else going on in your body, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course. But today, now remember, I'm 78, and I had them for a period from when I was about 30 years old to about 55, 56 years old. I still get a migraine, but very, very rare. It's rare. Unless I'm sitting on a bus and somebody is wearing something so strong that it just triggers one off.
All right. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Let's see if we can put this to rest for now, at least, by listening to Talk Host Dory Munson and Jake Skorheim. Their focus on an incident from this past spring where a reporter on camera had an issue with a migraine. And how scary that might be if it was happening to Michelle Bachman as president.
They said on the Today Show, they talked to a doctor who said it's treatable. Migraines are certainly treatable, but it is a sign that you got to reduce stress on your body. And What's more stressful than a presidential campaign or being the president of the United States? Well, Michelle Bachmann finally had to address all of this on a campaign stop.
I prescribe medication that I take on occasion whenever symptoms arise, and they keep my migraines under control. I'd like to be abundantly clear. My ability to function effectively will not affect my ability to serve as commander-in-chief.
And she said this is a problem that 30 million or more Americans have.
The many questions I have received on this subject have allowed me to discuss this important condition that impacts many Americans and individuals in nearly one in four American households.
And she says that it hasn't slowed her down at all.
Since entering this campaign for the presidency, I have maintained a full schedule.
Okay, and you made a great point this morning, Jake. You were saying, what? Yeah, because the most public face of migraine problems the last few months in our country is this reporter for KCBS television, Serene Branson.
Yeah, who had that horrible meltdown. Was it right after the Oscars? Or
Grammys.
The Grammys.
Yeah, she's doing a live shot in Los Angeles right after the Grammys on KCBS, and she had a very public on-air meltdown that we later found out was because of migraines.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go hit Terrace Tazen looks for the bit. They had the pit.
Yeah, she. I mean, just
and the fear on her face. I mean, you can see that she just she's has no idea what's happening to her. That she just can't get the words out.
And you said this morning, can you imagine if a president of the United States was speaking and all of a sudden that happened?
Yeah. I mean, how many speeches has Barack Obama given on camera?
Yeah.
And imagine imagine everybody's watching around the world and that happens.
But
it would be awful. I mean, if she was given a speech and that happened to her, knowing that she has these headaches.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which are the cause of these things.
Stress, and more stress. That is the reason. And there are other underlying conditions that are exacerbated by this, according to a number of different sources I'm looking at now as I sort of mess around online with this. Fortunately, I've never had any real serious headaches. Don't get them very often. And so I don't think I've known people who have had a lot of stress in their lives and had migraines, and they do have to load up on various things if they want to deal. If they don't, they just go away. But they are caused by, there's a thing about the blood circulation, there's a question about what it is that's going on in your body that needs to be addressed. At any rate, it has a little more interest now on my part, because I learn, as you do, listening to a lot of this material from the various radio programs that were, and that's the great thing. There are opportunities often to learn something by listening to other people talk about this stuff. And I'm not just talking about the majority of foolish opinions that come from folks. You're welcome to your strong or foolish opinion. But when there is actual knowledge that comes out about something, this may be a good thing. A national discussion, a debate about migraine headaches, probably a pretty good thing. You got a good doctor on the radio here or there, or a doctor on television. This would be a very good, very penetrating a way to... I mean, I find this good. Okay, so now I'm turning my heels, if you'll pardon the pun, a little bit on this. But there are other people running for president, and we ought to talk about them as the update continues here on the countdown. Peter Boyles, on his talk radio program, has a caller who agrees with Herman Cain's comments. Cain's been talking about mosques and Muslims and that sort of thing, and this is something that has stirred the pot a bit, how to keep mosques from being built in your neighborhood.
Republican presidential hopeful Herman Cain on Fox News Sunday about the mosques. And, he's been called everything in the universe. And you know what? I think the guy's on the money. Jack, you're on the show. Good morning.
Yeah, Herman Cain is spot on.
Absolutely.
But the point that Cain is making is to give religious consideration to these mosques, when in fact, by trying to subordinate every country they go into with their Sharia law,
absolutely,
that disqualifies them.
He's right.
What he's saying in essence is that these people in these communities where these things are being built and where this stuff is being taught and fomented,
mm-hmm.
that they don't think they have the right of a religion to hide behind the same
right.
as any other church has. and they have the right to deny them. So they don't have religious right and freedom as long as their mission statement is to subordinate their will with Sharia law and the rest of the world.
I mean, when the framers looked at Europe, and they're not looking at Islam, because as a matter of fact, the first clash really does come with the Barbary pirates when Jefferson's president, but what their great fear was the use of religion to bring about something called the divine, you know, when you talk about divine, you start talking about God, the divine right of kings. And that that God loved George, even though he was crazier than owl crap, that God loved Mad King George more than he loved, you know, the Kentucky long rifle guy. And so that the king was divine, whether it was the king of Italy, the king of France, the king of England, even though it was a different church, it didn't matter. Or, you know, and so there was this structure of society supported by the church, and then the monarch would then support the church for supporting him. Well, Jefferson and those guys were brilliant. They understood that. They said, wait a minute. God doesn't make exceptions. He doesn't think one guy is better than another guy. That there's, you know, the whole notion of a divine right of a king that, you know, that you kneel before this man because God made him more powerful than you. That's nonsense. And they knew it. Now, this stuff, and that's what theocracies are about. This is a theocracy. Islam is a theocracy. It's a political system and a religion merged as one. And
disqualifies them.
And what disqualifies? Who are we at war with? Who are young American GIs fighting against right now? Adherence to that faith. I can't imagine FDR celebrating the birthday of the emperor in the White House in 1943.
Theocracies, there are people that you probably could listen to that would discuss and debate this. You can make the argument that Israel is a theocracy, even though there are a lot of people who live who are not of the Jewish faith. There's an ethnicity along with a religion, but there's more tolerance there, admittedly, more tolerance for Jews in Israel and non-Jews than there is in many Arab circumstances, Muslim circumstances. Arab and Muslim often thought of by many people as one and the same, although there's a lot of Christianity in many Arab countries. It comes back down to focusing on the nonsense that religion is in some ways nonsense in that it creates this animosity. When most of us think, most of us who were brought up in a certain religion think that the religion we were taught, it was all about peace and love. And in fact, a lot of religions are not about peace and love. At least some of the members of the groups, you can find peace and love probably in most religions. I'm not a religious scholar, although I did sort of study a lot of them when I was in college. Very interesting, the older religions, the Chinese religions, for example, Taoism and why people supported it, and bringing that around today, there's much intolerance created by many, if not most, religions, historically speaking. The Catholics were unprecedented with that. The chasing the Moors, the Muslims out of Spain, as, for example, that happened in the 14th and 15th century, so they could make sure that everybody was Catholic. They sent their soldiers to drive the Moors back to Morocco. That kind of stuff. Anyway, 800-510-8255. New angles to those who are running for the presidency. Let's see if we can pick up on a couple of more as time allows here. It's 15 before the hour in the countdown. Dr. Cannon Doug with a health question. Does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you downing over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids like there's no tomorrow? And still, nothing relieves your pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation?
Doug, as an MD, I see so many patients needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Natron's Healthy Trinity, a brilliant probiotic. Again, if you suffer with occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us prove prove to you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around.
Natron's Healthy Trinity, the pioneer of probiotics for 30 years, serious probiotics. Try the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a happy, healthier tummy in 90 days, Natron gives you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for a free second-day shipping and a free second bottle. Call 888-9-NATREN, N-A-T-R-E-N, 888-962-8736 or natron.com.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Join Macy's in Reading is Fundamental and Be Book Smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be Book Smart, now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at Macy's.com/RIS.
I never really thought I needed to wear one, but thank God I wore it anyway.
My daughter insisted that I wear it. As it turns out, I'm really glad she did.
I am so glad I was wearing this.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But living alone comes with risk. What if you suddenly became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to your residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day.
This little pendant was a lifesaver.
For a free brochure, call 1-800-832-1177. That's 1-800-832-1177. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. Call 1-800-832-1177.
Now at the Home Depot, it's the Summer Home Organization event with low prices on the things you need to bring order to your home. Like a durable four-tier plastic shelving unit for just $24.88. It fits in your garage or closet, so now all your things will have a place. And you'll know where that place is, thanks to a four-tier shelving unit for just $24.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details.
Everywhere there certainly is discussion of politics and those who are running. Here on the radio, host Matt Patrick and Lois Melkonian talk to political analysts Jim McGrath and Court Koning about comments by Texas Governor Perry about his he's interested in running, but it's interesting the words that are used here. Listen up.
The governor saying that he feels that he has been called, possibly. He is getting more comfortable with his calling. Lois has the exact quote. Lois, give me the exact quote here.
Exactly, he said. I'm not ready to tell you I'm announcing that I'm in, but I'm getting more and more comfortable every day that this is what I've been called to do. This is what America needs.
All right, so we'll start with Mr. McGrath. Is that a statement that's going to bring a lot of people to his doorstep, do you think, or is he polarizing folks?
You know, it depends. I think in Iowa, a statement like that, a lot of evangelical voters, a statement like that will help him in a Republican caucus, primary caucus, to attract some support. You know, when you start declaring your religious affiliations, of course, you do start to peel people off.
Right, right.
And but I think in that situation, though, in Iowa, I think it can be a political and strategic asset to him.
Court, your thoughts?
Well, I think he's kind of stepped back from that statement and its religious overtones since it was made. But you're right. I mean, we're seeing with this particular candidate that, you know, it's almost like they're going down a list of words to use for the day, and that particular word that they use for the day as it relates to him running for office becomes a news story. And it's actually fascinating to me that you have what should have been a probably 2 or 3 day story about him running or not running turning into a 2-3 month story as this goes along. It's very calculating. It's very smart. politically for them that they can extend this process out for so long.
Court, let me just play what the governor said yesterday. As you are correct, he's kind of walking this thing backwards here.
The calling aspect of this from the standpoint of people letting me know that they're going to be there has been overwhelming. It's been very comforting to know that there are people out there.
And, you know, again, as you mentioned, Court, he's kind of walking this thing back.
All right. Governor Rick Perry, listening to that brought me around to what we were talking about a few minutes ago, the imperial presidency. There's plenty of room for now discounting Mr. Perry. And so you can do it if you want. It's up to you. 51 past the hour on the countdown.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
One of the top 10 items this week is certain to be the landing of the Space Shuttle Atlantis, with consideration of the whole program over the past 30 years. So as a countdown extra, for those of you who are listening live to this program, we're going to tap in to the broadcast that's coming from several sources, including our affiliate in Melbourne, WMEL. John Harper is describing, we're actually listening to their stream, is describing the Atlantis as it comes down. It's now running subsonic. It's due to touch down in the next couple of minutes, just as dawn comes to Cape Kennedy. A beautiful morning there. So let's listen as perfect weather and perfect conditions await the last landing for the shuttle program.
Sonic booms having gone subsonic for the last time.
And again, this will be in and out of what NASA is actually doing to describe the Atlantis and the landing procedure as it comes back to Earth.
5:56 is the time for Atlantis to land at the Kennedy Space Center. And it'll be the last time, as we've been telling you this morning, and of course, as everyone knows, for a space shuttle to land on runway 15 at the Kennedy Space Center and the shuttle landing facility. You're listening to complete coverage of the landing of Atlantis here on AM 1300 WMEL. Online, 1300WMEL.com.
Pilot Doug Hurley now taking a few seconds of sick time on Atlantis. With a fitting elegance for its final moments of flight, Atlantis takes one last lap around the Kennedy Space Center.
This is the 50th anniversary of Gus Grissom's suborbital flight. Pretty interesting. This is the day.
On at the 90.
On at the 90.
Commander Chris Ferguson now back on the stick. Atlantis descending at an angle seven times steeper than that of a commercial jetliner.
Seven times steeper. Very cool to watch this stuff come in. Four astronauts.
Just a little over 30 seconds.
Copy, Atlantis. Build inside.
Runway 15 in sight, as you just heard, to the crew of Space Shuttle Atlantis. As they get ready to land.
As it approaches the runway, Commander Chris Ferguson will flare up Atlantis's nose to burn off excess speed prior to the landing gear deployment by pilot Doug Hurley.
Atlantis landing one last time at the Kennedy Space Center.
So again, the view from the pilot point of view camera, 1 minute till touchdown.
Pretty amazing. You can envision this sort of as this plane, this big heavy plane comes down. 2,000 people are on the landing strip. Atlantis will be housed at the Kennedy Space Center for you to visit. Now that the program is over.
The pre-flare maneuver executed. Here, down and locked.
There it is. This shuttle went up first in 1985.
Here, touchdown. Hurley now deploying the drag chute. Ferguson rotating the nose gear down to the deck.
13 days in flight. Are up.
Nose Check. Gear touchdown.
Up.
Having fired the imagination of a generation, a ship like no other, its place in history secured, the space shuttle pulls into port for the last time. Its voyage at an end.
A lot of emotion attached to this for a lot of the people. Those of you who are listening in Florida, you know, there are a lot of jobs that have been lost because of this. Sort of interesting that the shuttle took up with it lots of food and other supplies that were supposed to last for a year and brought back lots of garbage, in a sense. What an amazing program, though, an amazing triumph for America, and kind of a shame that it's been politicized like so many other things that are wrong with our country. The ending of this space program, this facet of the space program, is something truly to be celebrated and yet mourned because of our lack of leadership. That's the way I see it, anyway. All right, so that's it. A countdown focusing on the big event of the day, the landing of Atlantis.